Good evening, everybody, on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. I mean, Thursday evening. It's your host, Tyler Brown, and I'm back. Hope everybody's staying safe out there, being protected. Hope everybody had a good day, blessed day. And there's some stuff I want to talk about that I need to get off my chest because of stuff I've seen and I've seen spoken about. But I'm going to speak my opinion on it. And let's get to it. Now, 26-year-old suspect arrested in a shooting that injured two Louisville police officers. Police officers have arrested a 26-year-old suspect in the shooting of two police officers during protests in Louisville, Kentucky over the charging decision in the case of Breonna Taylor. The officers suffered non-life-threatening injuries on Wednesday night. Lorenzo Johnson faced 2 counts of first-degree assault of a police officer and 14 counts of wanton endangerment of a police officer, according to records from the Louisville Metropolitan Department of Corrections. Now, he is expected to be arraigned Friday morning, and both of the wounded officers are expected to recover and identify them as Aubrey Gregory and Officer Robinson DeSortes. Now, clearly, the man's upset about the Breonna Taylor case and what they decided. And he shot two police officers. I understand he has upset. The whole black community has every right to be upset. And he's targeting the police because they didn't arrest the cops that killed Breonna Taylor. Now, this is sparking protests. This is going to spark more protests and more riots and damage is going to be happening because they didn't arrest the officers that killed Breonna Taylor that were in her home. Now, it was 3 officers, supposedly. I don't think they had a warrant, and they did a no-knock. And they busted in the house, and I think they were trying to get her ex-boyfriend. I think he was a target, and they didn't get him. So, I think they was shooting at him, and he fired back, and they end up killing Breonna Taylor. Now, as we know, and what they decided, the officers didn't get charged, and I think they got charged for the shots he missed, and not the shots that killed her, and then he got shot for shooting somebody next door or something like that, or neighbor house or something like that. So y'all mean to tell me y'all don't arrest, y'all let them get away with this, and y'all let the 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse kill 2 protesters and wounded one, and y'all don't arrest, you don't arrest these cops? And then you wonder why everybody's speaking out, why everybody's upset, why these protests and stuff is going to happen even more. And more damage is going to be done. And we have athletes speaking out about it. And they're not happy. The community is not happy. This is going to make things worse than it already is. It's bad enough we go through this on a regular basis. And my prayers go out to Breonna Taylor's family. Because I know they feel like they ain't getting no justice. And probably grieving all over again. Like, this woman did not deserve to get killed. She was unharmed. She was an EMT. I know she was somewhere in that type of field. In that type of field, something like that. And she lost her life for no reason. This doesn't make no sense. How can America change? How can the justice system change if we let cops get away with killing people that's unharmed and not a threat to society? Like, what more has to be done? Like, this has been going on for decades and years ever since slavery. Policing started off as them catching slaves that was trying to run away and stuff like that. That's how this whole policing came into form. That's what they started at. But what more has to be done in order for this to change? Like, yeah, literally let cops get the freedom to shoot whoever, not get a punishment and get slapped on the wrist. And we're supposed to be, and black people are supposed to be okay with that. No, we're not. We're going to speak up. We're going to be out there protesting and damaging stuff and burning stuff down because enough is enough. Enough is enough. As the black community, we are tired. We are outraged. We are upset. We can't take this anymore. We can't just sit here, stand still, and do nothing. We have to do something about it. We have to take a stand for ourselves and defend ourselves. And our voice needs to be heard, even though they don't want to hear our voice. Our voice needs to be heard. We have to speak up. And protect our community and protect our family, friends, and loved ones. Like, she didn't deserve to be killed. Her family shouldn't have to be going through this. Those cops should be charged and out of a job, but no. They get away with it, just like any other killing of a black person. Like, I'm tired of this. I'm outraged. And change needs to happen. Something needs to happen, because this is ridiculous and out of control. And I know how everybody feels about this. I know how black people feel about this, how these athletes feel about this. Like, this is not a game at all. This is something that happens on a regular basis, and we're sick of it. That's just that. And that's how I feel on this case. But I could keep going on and on, but on to the next topic. CDC's assembled forecast now projects up to 226,000 U.S. COVID-19 deaths by October 17th. Now, I seen something on the news talking about there was like at least over 200,000 people dying from this, from the coronavirus. Now they're projecting to go up to 226,000 people that's dying from this. Like I said before, you can take corona as a joke, not take it seriously, but this is not a game. As you see, these cases are rising in these different states, and people are constantly dying from this virus. Like I said, all this partying and gathering and all this, y'all want to go back to a regular world and go back to doing regular things. You can't just do whatever you want, because the virus is still in the air. It's not going anywhere no time soon. I know it's like a broken record, but we have to take this serious. When y'all going to learn? People are constantly dying from this virus, and people are constantly in and out the hospitals. And even when you do recover, you got to suffer from the side effects and the complications that come with it. We have to be more responsible about us. I mean, you got to be more responsible about your health. And some things are just not worth it. Like, it's going to take time for... Well, things are not going to take time. Things will never really be normal ever again because of this. You got to be more cautious about what you're doing, not expose yourself or put yourself in a position to be close, to be near the virus. Wear your mask. Social distance, 6 feet. Like, I want to be on each other's faces, and that's why it's spreading everywhere. And you're putting yourself in risk, and you want to be partying and stuff like that and going to gatherings, and that's why the cases keep going up and up. And they're going to keep rising and rising until y'all stop doing what y'all doing and just be safe. Stop going to these places where it's not worth it, where you're putting yourself in risk and you could possibly die from this. This world is just not the same, and what we're going through this year, this is just a crisis, and this year will go down in the history of books. I mean, they're talking about it in years to come. We'll be telling our children about this, and this year will just go down in the books as a very, time where the life was rough, economy was tough, and jobs were down, businesses were down for a while and stuff like that. So this COVID-19 coronavirus is not a game. Just follow the procedures. It's not that hard. Stop being hard-headed, stop being so stiff, and protect yourself. It's not worth losing your life over you not want to follow protocols and putting yourself in danger. It's just not worth it. Anyways, let's get into some sports news, some NBA playoffs, and the NFL. Keep you guys up to date about what's going on in the sports world. The Nuggets, they took game 3 and beat the Lakers 114-106, as the Lakers have a 2-1 series in the lead. Jamal Murray with 28, Nikola Jokic with 22, and Jeremy Grant with 26, LeBron James with 30, Anthony Davis with 27, Caldwell Pope with 12. Now, this game, the Lakers, they didn't really come to play. The Nuggets sort of just outplayed them basically the whole game from three quarters, and they wanted it more. They didn't want to be down. They knew this game meant a lot. If they had a loss, they went down 3-0, and nobody ever come back from a 3-0 deficit. So they outplayed the Lakers from start to finish just about. And they wanted it more. Even the Lakers made a It was, I mean, the Nuggets were up at one point at 20, and in the fourth quarter, Lakers made a run to cut it down to three. But Jamal Murray had some shots that sealed the deal. And they deserved to win. They looked like the better team. That night, we just got outplayed, and then they won anymore. So, we have to take care of business and come back game four stronger and be determined. And you don't want to let this team get a chance and have their confidence rise up to thinking that they can beat you. So, over the game four, to make some adjustments. And that defense they played in the fourth quarter translated into game four and find a way to slow down Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic and make the supporting cast beat us. And game four yesterday at the Heat and the Celtics, as the Heat beat the Celtics 112-109, as they take a 3-1 lead in the series. Tyler Hero with 37 points. Jimmy Butler with 24. Goran Dragic with 22. Jason Tatum with 28. Jaylen Brown with 21. And Kevin Walker with 20. Now, this was a good game. This game went back and forth. But Tyler Hero, he definitely did his thing. Was a big part of the reason why the Heat won. And like I said, I put the Heat to win this series. And this was a big game. And I think they're probably going to close it up come Friday. But Jason Tatum was scoreless in the first half, but he did play better in the second half. Ended up with 28 points. The Heat just been playing great basketball, and I feel like this is just their year to go to the finals. Like I said, I predict the Heat and Lakers in the finals. That's my prediction. And they're game five. Well, five go there. Lakers game four is today. And at 9 o'clock tonight, Eastern. 9 o'clock Eastern tonight on TNT. And hopefully LeBron and company make some adjustments, come out determined, come out physical, and take control back in the series and go up 3-1. And the Heat closing game is Friday. And, you know, closeout games are usually the toughest. But, you know, I feel like if the Heat lose game five, then they'll close it out in game six. I don't see them, you know, blowing a 3-1 lead. So, I expect the Heat to close out this series and advance to the finals. And we'll see what happens with these games as the Lakers play tonight and the Heat play tomorrow. Now, on the NFL, we have Thursday Night Football with the Dolphins and Jaguars. I expect the Jaguars to win. They are the better team. They play tonight at 8:20. And this is the start of week three. And Thursday Night Football and the rest of the games rest of week three will be played on Sunday and Monday, and we'll speak about those when those games happen and get the scores of those games and updates. But in the NFL right now, there are a lot of injury bugs and stuff like that that's been going on in the league. All these big stars are getting hurt. You know, as we know, Saquon Barkley out for the year, Nick Bosa out for the year, and this is a lot of injury bug going on. But, you know, injury is part of the game. That's kind of what happens when you have no preseason, no training camp, no mini camp, no OTAs, no preseason games. Kind of expected that to happen, but it's very unfortunate as a lot of teams are key guys are getting hurt. And I pray for a speedy recovery for everybody that's hurt right now. And I forgot to mention this, but I want to talk about James White. His parents got into an accident. His father died. And the accident, his mother is in a critical condition. My prayers go out to his family. And sorry for his loss with his father. I know he's grieving and he didn't play last week. And I can only imagine what he's going through, and hopefully his mother make it. And, you know, just clinging for our life right now. And before I close out, I want to end this off with this message. I will end it off, this message, before every podcast. When it comes to an end, to go out and vote. The election is coming out. Let's get Trump out of office. And, you know, Trump hasn't really done much for the American people. He don't really care about black people. And you see, he hasn't really been speaking up about the stuff that's been going on. So let's get him out of office. And I don't want him to have a second term. So vote now. Or if you're going to wait till election day, go out and vote. Register your vote. Every vote counts. Every vote matters, and let's get Trump out of office. This is episode 16, conclusion of episode 16. Appreciate your time. Make sure you tune in. And hopefully you got something out of what I said. And check out the other episodes. And this is your host, Taylor Brown. And I'm out. Have a good weekend. Stay safe and be blessed. Peace.